Indian-controlled Kashmir held a second round of voting today for a state assembly, but clashes between Muslim separatists and Indian security forces frightened some potential voters. Turnout was reported to be low. Polling has been stretched out over 4 days in September and October for security reasons. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Srinagar.
Election day in the summer capital began, as many others do here, with a confrontation between security forces and suspected militants. The militants were trapped in a two-story building in the upscale Wazir Bagh area of the city, trading gunfire with members of the security forces who had them surrounded. The militants slipped into the building last night after dark, killing one policeman. As morning came, the security forces launched a furious assault on the house using small arms, grenades, and bazookas as they attempted to flush the militants from their sanctuary. Later, the security forces set fire to the building and waited for the militants to come out. Across town, as the battle raged, the state's chief minister, Farooq Abdullah, was one of the first to vote at the Burn Hall School. He blamed neighboring Pakistan for the election violence.
Our neighbor is determined to see that people don't come out. Their fedayeen attacks have taken place to frighten people. They now have, at this time, there is a fierce battle going on to get them out. And luckily, those police chaps who were trapped inside have been able to escape. This is part of our life. We've been facing this for nearly over a decade.
Shortly after the chief minister spoke, the siege across town ended with two policemen and two militants dead. Farooq Abdullah urged Kashmiris to ignore the militants' threats and to vote. But if the early morning turnout where he voted was any indication, many people stayed at home. 2.5 hours after the polling station opened, only 12 people had voted. 5 of them were members of the chief minister's family. Mohammad Ashraf Shah, a supporter of the opposition Congress Party, was one of the few not related to the chief minister who voted at the school this morning. I think people aren't coming out because they're worried about the threat from the militants, the Congress worker said. But it's important to vote, because if India and Pakistan agree to talk and to settle the dispute, he said, they will have to include the Kashmiris. And if we don't have an elected government, whom will they talk to?
We want freedom, no election.
Srinagar resembled a ghost town today. Shops were closed and streets, normally teeming with traffic, were largely deserted, except for sweepers, a few dogs, and large numbers of Indian security forces. The moderate separatist All Parties Hurriyat Conference called a strike for today and a boycott of the elections, and people seem to be honoring both. In the old city, near the main mosque, a Hurriyat stronghold, shopkeeper Ghulam Ahmed confidently predicted that no one from his neighborhood would vote. We want our freedom and our independence, the shopkeeper said. This vote is a farce, nothing more. And it's something that no one should participate in. Taking part in these elections is accepting Indian rule, he said. Anyone who does vote should have a guilty conscience afterwards. Inside the two nearby polling stations, grim-looking election officials sat and waited for someone to show. 3.5 hours after the polls opened, Ghulam Ahmed's prediction seemed on target. Not a single voter had come to cast their ballot out of nearly 1,500 eligible to do so. Maybe it's fear, said one election official, or maybe they just don't want to vote. Shortly before the polls closed, the tally was still zero. And at the Burn Hall School, where the chief minister voted earlier in the morning, just 43 people had voted an hour before polls closed. Few expected a high turnout in Srinagar, where anti-Indian sentiment is strong. Turnout was much higher in districts voting in the south of the state, including the mainly Hindu winter capital, Jammu. But the final toll from today's second round of voting is likely to be substantially lower than the 48% claimed by the Election Commission for last week's first round. Voting concludes on October 8th. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Srinagar, Indian-controlled Kashmir.